on the best ways to get the most out of the B&I system here. And we've gone from process and intent, or purpose and intent, to planning, to actually presenting yourself professionally in one-to-ones and getting the most out of that value time between yourself and any other B&I member. So this morning, I thought I would talk a little bit about some networking best practices. And I got this, I'm going to read just a little bit to you, but I got it from this book called Masters of Networking, and it's a compilation of a lot of really good people in the industry. Meisner obviously authored it, but if you guys haven't seen this before, you ought to read it. There's some really good stories in here. And this one here is called Move from Guest Behavior to Host Behavior. Okay, here's how it goes. There's no need to get gray hair waiting for good things to come your way. Here's a remedy. Dr. Adlai Scheel, author of Skills for Success, says that people in a social or networking situation tend to behave either as hosts or as guests. The host exhibits gracious manners, meeting people, starting conversations, introducing others, and making sure that their needs are met. Hosts are concerned with the comfort of others and actively contributing to that content. Guest behavior is just the opposite. Guests wait for somebody to take their coats, to offer them a drink, to introduce them around to the room. Often, waiting is interminable. If no one performs these services, the guest moves to the corner of the room and stands there until someone rescues them. They may be suffering the agonies of shyness, but other people interpret that behavior as standoffishness. Now, what am I saying there? When we have guests here, when you go to another B&I event or a training meeting, are you a host or are you a guest? Thank you.